car is registered under his name, under the Prime Minister's office, although there are no clear pictures or footages of him being identified. The footage was actually recorded in April, and it was during that period when there is this controversial gazette by the government to zero tax on bauxite export. We were very vocal about that decision at that time, and the only mining company that exports bauxite is Upit.
So just on that, the Prime Minister, Manasa Sogavare, he also got in trouble earlier in the year for some controversial text messages that he sent to the chairman of the Asia Pacific Investment Development Company that were leaked. What do we know about this company and why are they so controversial?
Upit has been one of the controversial companies. There are two companies actually been given the same license for the same tenements in West Rhino. And there has been a lot of fighting, a lot of arguments about who has the right to mine in West Rhino.
I guess because forestry and mining, it is a very sensitive topic for Solomon Islanders. I guess that's why so many Solomon Islanders have been a little bit upset by this footage that's emerged.
That's correct. The big question that has been asked now is why meeting at the car park at 10:40 a.m. At night? Why does the meeting, you know, happen outside of the official office of the minister? These are the questions. We are not assuming that there are exchanges of money or other things like this, but it is the timing and the manner in which the meeting happens is what raises more questions than answers.
So we have no confirmation yet about the precise details of this meeting. But it's interesting, isn't it, with camera phones and Facebook in Solomon Islands, do you think that it is getting harder for politicians to do things in secret now?
Leaders must be very careful about what they do. The rise of technology has given people a lot of advantage to hold something against their leaders. So this is a fine example that people have now turned to technology to get evidences